important question remains. Are there any Earth-like planets out there in the deep recesses of space? An important tool in answering this question may be the nanoship. A nanoship is a sun-sized spaceship that carries a computer chip containing billions of sensors. Light cells harness the pressure of light to move the nanoship at brilliantly fast speeds, using a laser or the sun's rays to propel itself along a set course. A nanoship can also carry other sensors to record data, take pictures, and send information back to Earth. The primary advantage of a nanoship is that it doesn't require expensive rocket fuel, and because it's so lightweight, it can travel to the moon in 5 seconds. Wow! The first sensible destination for one of the spaceships will be the Alpha Centauri system, I'm sure you guys all know that, which at 4 light years away is our closest neighboring star system. A nanoship could reach it in around 20 years. But before you get too excited, there are still some serious obstacles to overcome. The first thing is finding a suitable power supply. It would take at least 100 gigawatts of power to get a nanoship to Alpha Centauri. Our current nuclear power plants max out at around 1 gigawatt, so we'd need either a private investor or federal funding to create a new plant for a project like this. The other obstacle is precision. If the laser beam is just slightly off when hitting the light cells, the nanoship could end up going wildly off course. What's more, laser beams also lose half their power just getting through the Earth's atmosphere. It's possible, however, that we could put laser stations as well as nanoship launch sites on the moon and elsewhere in space. Solar panels could be used at this location to keep the laser beams fully powered, and like other off-world projects, this could be a test for automatons. Wow, so exciting, right? It's about nanoship. Wow, this is the future of technology. Like, technology is literally the closest thing to magic. Okay, I hope you really enjoy it, and see you next week.